Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Deacon Steve Schumer, President and CEO of Catholic Charities, is with us live on WBEN this morning. We're learning how the Buffalo Diocese plans to settle sexual abuse claims. $80 million is coming from parishes, $30 million from the sale of properties, $10 million from Catholic affiliates, including Catholic Charities, all part of the $150 million settlement. Deacon Steve, good morning. What is Catholic Charities expected to contribute to this settlement?
Good morning, Susan. Thank you for the opportunity to come on this morning. The dollar amount has not yet been settled. The board is considering options for how to address the 5 lawsuits that have named Catholic Charities as defendant. And so among those options is of course, litigating them directly, settling directly with the claimants, or joining together with the diocese to participate in a settlement fund. That last option is attractive because it also brings with it immunity from any other claims from the past that may arise if the state were to reopen the window. And that liability, being able to solve that, is actually attractive. It's important to note that if the board does decide to proceed in that direction, any funds to settle these matters would come from our reserves, our unrestricted reserves, not from the annual appeal. All the proceeds that we're raising from the annual appeal right now will be used to provide services in our community in Western New York exclusively. Those are donor-restricted funds.
So, again, you know, on that point, because people are concerned, they want to make sure when they donate to any charity, especially Catholic Charities, that the money is going to support people in need in Western New York. And now there is this question of, is my donation just going to go to pay off this settlement? What, again, can you tell people to ensure them that that would not necessarily be the case?
Thank you. It is absolutely not the case. This is a message that we have been trying to get out into the community for quite some time. Sadly, with only 2 weeks left to go in the appeal, we are more than $1 million behind the goal. And I believe that a lot of donors mistakenly assume that that their donations would go to settle legal claims. And I can tell you that that is not the case. Every dollar, every dime we raise right now is going to be used to provide services to our community. And if we fall short, as it appears we may, that means we will be able to serve fewer people, which is a very sad case. Once again, if the board decides to join a settlement fund, those monies would come from unrestricted reserves that we have in investments and things like that. The agency has been in existence for over 100 years, and so over that time, we've built up a fund for emergencies just like this one.
I think, Deacon, a lot of people don't understand that there's two different types of funds for Catholic Charities, right? The appeal funds and then the unrestricted. Where would those unrestricted reserve funds come from specifically, and what do they amount to?
Mostly, you know, our balance sheet is public knowledge. I think at the close of our last fiscal year, unrestricted reserves were in the neighborhood of $15 to $18 million. And they're all on our website. And so that is mostly proceeds from investments over the years, in stocks and bonds and things of that nature. Occasionally we will acquire a building and sell a building. And this goes back a very long time. And once again, the way our books work, all the money we raise in the appeal right now is reserved. Our fiscal year ends June 30. The appeal ends June 30. July 1, we start to spend the money that we raised during the appeal. And that's how our cycle works. Unfortunately, we are dependent on the success of this year's appeal to fund services in the coming year. And right now, our concern is the current operating funds appear to be greatly diminished. And so that's a message I really like to get out to the public, is the people of Western New York really need our support to continue to provide services. 1 in 10 people in our community receive some sort of help from Catholic Charities.
If an appeal is short, such as the case this year, you said you're about $1 million short right now. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you go into those unrestricted reserves to make that campaign successful?
Unfortunately, we have had to tap reserves in the last couple of years to close operating budget gaps. And so that's part of the reason for why those reserves exist, is to the service in the case of an emergency. But we've had to limit our resources. We've had to trim some staff, and we're looking very closely at which offices we might not be able to keep open as we continue into the future.
Has there been any conversation with the diocese to say, you know, can we hold off on taking money for Catholic Charities because of a lot of the issues that we've just laid out here? Not just the need for the money to fulfill your mission, but also because of the perception problem that could lead to people pausing their donation.
Yeah, we understand that completely. It's certainly a concern. However, the fact remains that 5 of these lawsuits have, in fact, named Catholic Charities as defendant. And like any other business entity, we must deal with those lawsuits in one way or another. And the way the legal system works is that it's going to entail some amount of money, no matter how we proceed. It's just like when you have a slip and fall or an employment practices claim, you have to deal with those things. And that's the harsh reality we face, is we've got to deal with these 5 lawsuits.
Deacon, is the diocese settlement at this time right now, is this hurting the appeal?
Well, I think that the economy, I think that people's confusion and sentiment around the diocese writ large certainly is having an impact. It's difficult for us to put our finger on exactly what is causing donations to decline. But among those factors is the people in the pews attending Catholic churches continues to decline. Naturally, as a matter of people aging and moving to southern climates, it's just the demographic shift. So all those things together certainly have presented challenges for us in the annual appeal.
Well, we appreciate you coming on with us this morning and helping kind of sort through Catholic Charities' role that they have in this. Deacon Steve Schumer, President and CEO of Catholic Charities of Buffalo, joining us live on WBEN.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.